Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary. Text your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day, with over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock. It's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to, me.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Former Alexander City Mayor Don McClellan has died. McClellan was currently the city's economic development director. City officials tell Alabama News Network he died of a heart attack. McClellan was 74 years old. And changes are coming to two Montgomery YMCA locations. The Westminster and Southeast locations will be merged into one branch that will be called Midtown YMCA. It'll be located in the current Southeast location. The building should open August 15th after renovations are complete. Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean says the city needs more community centers to keep kids out of trouble. Dean says since community centers like Bellengrath and McIntyre are closed, kids now have nothing to do. He's asking local organizations to pitch in to help solve this problem. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance that you might encounter one of those widely scattered storms roaming around. Not many towns are going to get one, but a few lucky towns may, and they'll fade out later tonight, overnight low 72. Tomorrow, look for another scorcher of a day, high in the middle 90s, hot and humid with only spotty afternoon storms. The chances of running into one are really small, but if you get under one, you can get a lot of rain. Then thunderstorms will be a little bit better supply on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll still be random, but there'll be more storms to go around over the upcoming weekend. Maybe cool you down for a little while. Highs in the lower 90s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
One thing I've learned about people that have done well with money, they've had good advice and they plan. Now, if you're somebody who has really sort of managed your own money and you're not happy with where you're sitting, or you've got goals in mind that you would like to achieve, reach out for the best help available. That's the team at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Call 387-0094 and schedule a conversation, because that's really what it is. There's no sales pitch in this, nothing menacing or intimidating. just a brilliant brain trust that's devoted 24/7 to not only keeping an eye on the news that affects all of us and all of our money, but to put together plans for you to help you achieve your goals of a comfortable retirement, making sure you have the money to get your kid through school, or just to have something to fall back on for a rainy day. Start an investment portfolio. Whatever your goals, it's certainly worth the time to sit down with Brant McDonald and that team and talk to them about it. 387-0094. That's 387-0094. McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We think it's real nice to have freedom of speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online get me. I'm at my keyboard with anonymity. So then I get fired up and I post, get some likes and some votes. I love my opinions, others are inferior to me.
But
drama on Instagram. Someone posted a new meme that's politically extreme. Comments, fights have just begun as these quote unquote adults start to oppressed, busy memorizing talk radio, and an oxymoron called unbiased news. Drama, ooh, it's a bloody cyber fight. I think we might need prayer. Who's ranting in all caps? They're a douche, they're a douche. I will shortly unfollow. But at first I'll swipe him with my QWERTY typing keys.
You're an a-hole. You stupido.
You're a keyboard warrior.
Command me, bro.
Bro. Now there's a tool boy posting his hate speech.
He's just a tool boy with insecurities. Can't wait to block all his misogyny.
Comment war is dying down. Have we let it go?
We will not know. Cause now here come the trolls.
Happen trolls.
We will not.
Cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
We will not.
Cause now here come the trolls.
Super trolls.
Now here come the trolls.
Super trolls.
Now here come the
trolls. Here come the
trolls. Trolls, 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 trolls.
Oh, I'll delete them. I'll delete them.
I'll delete them if they troll. Mark Zuckerberg. Make all of my friends out just like me. Like me.
Maybe we could discuss this together offline.
especially when it sounds just like me.
You're listening to Happy Hour. This is Joey Clark sitting in for Greg Udell. I'll be here in this slot in the captain's chair for the rest of the week. And at the moment, I'm a little annoyed with these anonymous Republican strategists. And I've heard this from other Republicans, too, and conservatives of all different walks of life.
You know, I like the president, but I just wish he would stop tweeting. Or would you just stop tweeting, Mr. President?
This is from USA Today. Today. As the 10 Democrats climb on stage Wednesday for the first presidential debate of 2020, Trump will be half a world away en route to the annual G20 summit in Japan. When a second group of Democrats debate a day later, the president will be meeting with world leaders to discuss thorny issues such as Iran, North Korea, and global trade. Republican strategists, and this is what's annoying me, folks, Republican strategists say the timing offers Trump a rare opportunity to rise above the fray of national politics as Democrats battle with each other and court the party's liberal base voters. But those strategists also predict that Trump, who has already toyed with the idea of live-tweeting his reaction to the debates, will be unable to resist the temptation to weigh in. The one thing that I can say with certainty about the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, the one thing I can say about Donald Trump with certainty that I like is that he doesn't try to rise above it. Act presidential. What the hell does that mean? It's the one great thing he has done to the office. Is that he doesn't act like a freaking robot. Or some hoity-toity high-class twit. He acts like, you know, an everyman. Now very rich. A bit gaudy everyman. But this is his appeal. That he talks like the average Joe, and that he engages in the political fray. As he said to Sean Hannity last week, the Democrats just fight a nastier game than Republicans. And Trump is willing to fight that game, fight in that nasty manner. It's the one great thing about Donald Trump. So I hope he live tweets it in between his meetings with world leaders. I hope he's sending zingers and singing from the rooftops his critiques of all these yahoos that'll be on the stage tonight. Coming up, I want to share a libertarian's opinion on tonight's debate. Again, the headline is, don't watch this week's Democratic debates. Do anything else. Literally anything else. Please. I'll be sharing that after this quick break.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We are rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has a tap on the traffic around the river region. It is busy on the interstates. Both I-65 and I-85 have lots of traffic. There is a slowdown if you're on 85 south as you approach the interchange. And if you're headed north on I-85, there's an accident at the Taylor Road exit ramp, so be careful right there. Traffic on the 31s looks good. There's a lot of traffic coming out of downtown, so watch it on Madison Avenue and as you head towards the interstate 85 or 65 out of the downtown area. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives, $36,000 per year salary. Text your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. Before we get into this argument of why we shouldn't watch these early debates amongst the Democrats, let's go to the phones and talk to Papa John. Hey, Papa John, how you doing?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Good. You're doing a good job. Well, you know what? For a young puppy, you're doing really well. Something that I'm going to watch a little of it tonight because I want to see how many times the phrase the president is going to be used, because I think what you're going to hear is he'll be called Trump or Donald J. or anything else, but will not get shown the respect. It'll be the Trump administration or this administration that won't be the president's administration. He's going to receive no respect at all, and I think that is horrific.
I think you are wise in that prediction.
I'm going to watch some of it. I can't watch much of it because I'll probably get sick to my stomach, but I'm going to watch a few minutes just to see what happens, try to see if each one of them on the stage makes that faux pas, is what I'm going to call it.
Yeah, I'm wondering how many are going to focus on the president and how many are going to try to focus on what they stand for. And we'll see. I'm just hoping to be surprised, not just hear the same.
Well, I could be both, yeah. But I'm telling what from past records, I'm not looking to be surprised, I can tell you that now.
Exactly.
Hey, buddy. Keep at it. You're doing a great job. We all miss Greg, but I'm so glad you're there to fill the spot.
Well, I appreciate it, Papa John. I miss Greg, too, but I'm enjoying myself.
Well, good. Have fun.
All right. Have a good night. Yes, folks, I will be watching these debates because, well, it's part of my job, but I'm going to be sure to lock up and remove all sharp objects from the room, as well as the spoons. You'd be amazed what you could do with a spoon. If you're trained correctly, and if you have the courage to use a spoon correctly, you can do quite a lot of damage, and even if it's self-inflicted. So I'm going to remove the sharp objects as well as the spoons and the ropes and the rickety stools from my house before I start watching. But anyway, here now is an argument to not watch these Democratic debates. I believe his name is Eric Boehm. He writes for Reason.com, kind of your Beltway D.C. libertarian publication. I've met a few of the folks that work there, write for them, create some of their videos. Great people. And Mr. Boehm writes, if we're going to treat presidential elections as the political equivalent of the Super Bowl, is it too much to ask that we also treat the early Democratic debates like meaningless preseason football games? That's what the Democratic presidential debates taking place this week in Miami, Florida really are. Like spring training baseball, these debates are about star players trying to avoid season-ending injuries while giving minor leaguers a chance to show their stuff, even if they don't stand a chance of making the opening day roster. All but the most die-hard fans ignore these matches. Dear reader, dear listener, I hope you do the same with this week's debates.
Do anything else. Pet your dog. Talk to your spouse. Call a friend you haven't seen in a while. Take a walk. Go to a ball game or at least watch one on TV. If you need a hit of patriotism, there's a match tonight between the U.S. men's soccer team and Panama that will provide you all the red, white, and blue your heart desires. Sure, soccer's offsides rule might not make any sense, but neither does Bernie Sanders' plan to cancel student loan debt. And the soccer game is sure to feature fewer own goals than a debate that includes Bill de Blasio. Or go to a movie. If you want to see a rowdy bunch of weirdos challenge a big bad guy who has all these misguided ideas about how to create prosperity, well, I think Avengers Endgame is still playing at some theaters. I mentioned this is a libertarian publication, so we libertarians generally disagree with Donald Trump's approach on tariffs and global trade, but that's a whole other argument for another day. Always room for disagreement, right, folks? The point is, you have options, and most of them are better than watching the first two Democratic debates. Nothing that happens on stage in Miami this week is going to decide the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. How could it? See, this is what I'm hoping will happen tonight, that something so astounding and unexpected could change the course of the future. This is why I'm removing all the sharp objects, all the knives, all the swords, all the spoons, and all the ropes, and all the rickety stools. Because I'm hoping something truly astounding happens. But Mr. Eric Boehm goes on. We are more than 220 days from the very first votes being cast. Unless you live in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, or South Carolina, you have until March 2020 to make up your mind about which Democrat to support. Most of the people on stage this week won't even be in the race by then. You will have forgotten their names, assuming you bothered to learn them in the first place. By the way, there are two N's and one T in candidate Michael Bennett's name. It's a weird way to spell and smell Bennett, sure. You want proof all this is starting too soon? In mid-June 2015, 220-ish days before the first votes were cast in the last election cycle, Donald Trump had only just declared his candidacy. The first debate wasn't held until August. That means someone at the Democratic National Committee looked at the clown show that was the 2016 presidential election and decided, hey, you know what the problem was? The campaign didn't last long enough. Bad ratings are the only way these folks are going to learn their lesson. If you do plan to watch the debates this week, I hope you'll ask yourself what there is to glean from watching former Congressman John Delaney, currently polling at 0.4%, try to grab the spotlight for 30 seconds. Do you really believe that Representative Eric Swalwell, currently polling at less than 0.1%, or writer, spiritual guru Marianne Williamson, also less than 0.1% in the polls, is going to blow your mind Thursday night? Well, she's a spiritual guru, maybe, Mr. Boehm. If you watch, you are wasting your time, and time is money. In his excellent 2011 book, The Ethics of Voting, Jason Brennan calculates that under the most generous of circumstances, a vote in a national election is worth about 1/2600th of a penny. Sure, you want that vote to be an informed one, but you can get informed without watching this week's debates. Read a book. Try out a new video game. Make pot brownies. Sit outside and stare at the sky. I guess that goes along with making and consuming the pot brownies. Any of those things will do more for your mental state, and the opportunity cost is so low, it effectively doesn't exist. Voting in the Democratic primaries or the general election next year doesn't require sitting through two nights of cattle call debates more than 6 months before the first primary votes are cast. If one of the candidates comes to your town, go see what they have to say. Pay attention to the news, if you can bear it. But when it comes to these made-for-Twitter democracy game shows, you can wait to tune in until later this year, when the field has narrowed and there's a chance for real clash and conflict between debate participants. If you must know what happens on Wednesday and Thursday night this week, all the important parts will be replayed ad nauseum for the next few days on cable news. And, of course, read Reason's ongoing coverage. That's actually a pretty good argument. I think what's happening tonight really is just a show. and some of us enjoy this crap show. I'm going to try to enjoy it. But it really will be a game time decision for me. Maybe when, you know, 8 o'clock comes around, I'll feel like watching something else, like a podcast that actually informs me about this life and this world. Oh, we'll see, folks. We'll see. But I am hoping something interesting happens tonight. And I'm hoping Donald Trump weighs in, because I think he's not meeting with the folks of the G20 just yet. So there's plenty of opportunity for the President of the United States to just poke the bear a little bit. I think it's worthwhile. But again, we'll see. I'm not too excited. My expectations are very low. All the knives and sharp objects are put away. All the spoons, all the ropes and the rickety stools. And I think I'll probably disconnect my car battery as well. Anyway, you're listening to Happy Hour. I'll be right back after this quick break. We've got traffic and some more ads. Got to pay for the show. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
We are headed home on a Wednesday afternoon, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region. The boulevard is packed, so be careful around the intersections. If you're using the 31s to go home, everything looks pretty good. There's a pretty large crowd headed towards Wetumpka, so be careful around the river bridge and when you get up by the casino. If you're headed home on the interstates, I-65 looks great this afternoon. We don't have any issues for you there. If you're on I-85 southbound, you're going to slow down when you get around the interchange, so be prepared for that. And if you're headed out of downtown towards I-85, look out because there's an accident at South McDonough Street and South Street right there at I-85. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air with Life Flight. When seconds matter, trained professionals are there for you and those you love. Haynes Ambulance, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse gas station jerky. Just thinking about that greasy jug of meat sticks resting between the take-a-penny dish and Bic lighter display makes my mouth water. My favorite flavor is brown. My second favorite flavor is brown with little pieces of mold. And here's a fun game. After choosing your gas station jerky, cover the wrapper and try to guess the expiration date. Here's a hint. You can't go wrong with 1998. And don't forget, if you can't finish your jerky, stick it in your pocket to use as a shiv in your next bar fight. It's like a knife, only tasty. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse gas station jerky.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear.
Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Former Alexander City Mayor Don McClellan has died. McClellan was currently the city's economic development director. City officials tell Alabama News Network he died of a heart attack. McClellan was 74 years old. Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean says the city needs more community centers to keep kids out of trouble. Dean says since community centers like Bellengrath and McIntyre are closed, kids now have nothing to do. He's asking local organizations to pitch in to help solve this problem. And changes are coming to two Montgomery YMCA locations. The Westminster and Southeast locations will be merged into one branch that will be called Midtown YMCA. It'll be located in the current Southeast location. The building should open August 15th after renovations are complete. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance that you might encounter one of those widely scattered storms roaming around. Not many towns are going to get one, but a few lucky towns may, and they'll fade out later tonight, overnight low 72. Tomorrow, look for another scorcher of a day, high in the middle 90s, hot and humid with only spotty afternoon storms. The chances of running into one are really small, but if you get under one, you can get a lot of rain. Then thunderstorms will be a little bit better supply on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll still be random, but there'll be more storms to go around over the upcoming weekend. Maybe cool you down for a little while. Highs in the lower 90s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey.
Well, welcome back to Happy Hour. Closing out the show here. I'm going to take a break from the politics for a second and share one thing that I found absurdly stupid. So absurdly stupid that it kind of pissed me off, but it's so dumb that I can't be actually pissed off about it, as well as something that made me say, now that is really cool. Struck me with wonder and awe. But first, the thing that was absurdly stupid. It is absurdly stupid. You can buy it out there on the internet, like a bunch of other stupid crap. I know some of you have dogs. I used to live with a dog, you know, the red and fuzzy big booty Buddha, Gimli. He's a fox red Labrador retriever, and like a lot of Labrador retrievers, I was constantly covered in Gimli hair. He would shed like crazy. And I was especially going through my phase of wearing black all day, every day. There would always be that red and white Gimli hair all over me. But it came with the territory. I didn't mind it. I didn't even mind sharing the bed with Gimli. Because he's a nice snuggle buddy, especially on a cold winter night. Give you a lick in the morning. He'll wake you up. He'll lick your face. This is part of being a dog owner, especially if you buy a dog and you own a dog that sheds. It's just part of the experience. But no, no longer. Now people want to buy dogs and own dogs that shed, but they don't want to deal with all that extra fluff. So in steps the Shed Defender. It's a product you can buy. It appeared on Shark Tank, of all places, in 2018. And it apparently will save your home from being covered in unwelcome dog hair. I'm sorry, you welcomed the dog into the house, so you welcome in the extra hair anyway. Essentially what this is, folks, you can look it up, the Shed Defender. It goes for $40 on Amazon. It's a dog onesie. That's what it is. It's a dog onesie. Like, I'm looking at a St. Bernard here in this photo wearing a purple onesie. Like, we've done enough to domesticate our dogs. A lot of them are very far gone from the days of being a wolf in the wild. But come on. It's one thing to, you know, dress up your little stupid toy poodle. And I'm sure it's a lovely toy poodle. But it's one thing to dress up your little frou-frou dogs with a bow or something. Your emotional support animal. I saw a few of those at the airport a couple weeks ago. But to take a full-grown, like, 70-pound dog and put it in a onesie, it's just absurdly stupid. Give me a break, folks. But it's apparently made of breathable athletic mesh fabric with four-way stretch and available in a range of sizes from mini all the way to extra, extra large. Good God. In hot pink, purple, red, royal blue. I love dogs. Dogs really are man's best friend. Dogs have helped me through some tough times. But really, own up to your responsibilities, folks. If you own a dog that sheds, if you adopted or bought a dog that is known to shed, you know, invest in, like, I don't know, a lint roller for your clothes or something. Vacuum occasionally. Don't put your dog in a frickin' onesie. It looks stupid. It looks like you're torturing the animal. It's animal abuse to put your dog in a onesie. Unless it's like a one-time thing as a joke. Anyway, that was the absurdly stupid thing that kind of pissed me off, but it's so absurdly stupid, I'm not actually pissed off. Now the thing that inspired a little bit of wonder and awe. This really is cool. I love when science advances to a point that it almost verifies the poetic and what human beings have thought of for years. The poetic being a spark of life. That when a human being is conceived, I'm not going to give the whole frickin' birds and bees talk here. You know how it works, folks. But that spark of life at conception. Well, for the first time ever, scientists have actually captured, observed, I'm looking at an image right now, captured the images of a flash of light that sparks at the very moment a human sperm cell makes contact with an egg. It's been observed in animals before, but never human beings. And what's even more incredible is the fact that some eggs burn brighter than others, which is a direct indication of their ability to develop into a healthy embryo. Now, I saw this story, and I just had to step back. Like, it literally, when, not to be too clinical, the sperm meets the egg, there's a flash of light. And apparently this is that because the sparks of zinc in the different cells explode at the point of conception. Using a new fluorescent sensor that's able to track the movements of zinc in live cells, the team caught a glimpse of an egg's zinc storage capabilities. And they found 8,000 zinc compartments, if we could put it in that language, containing around 1 million zinc atoms, just ripe for exploding. The tiny fireworks that result were found to last for about 2 hours after fertilization. That's just so cool. I love it when, again, our poetic language, our metaphors are literally, in fact, true. A spark of life. So that's been the absurdly stupid and the thing that struck me with wonder and awe. You're listening to Happy Hour. Joey Clark in for Greg Bedell. I'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
roll through the middle of our 5 o'clock rush hour. Montgomery Skywatch is seeing a lot of traffic on the boulevard. We have some pretty big jam-ups around the Troy Highway, around I-85, and then over where the boulevard meets I-65, so be careful there. Speaking of I-65, that's the only delay that we see this afternoon. It's right around the Northern Boulevard. Be careful if you're headed towards Prattville. If you're on I-85 headed northbound, there aren't any big troubles for you. If you're headed southbound, look out for a slowdown around the interchange. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. and open on Sunday. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Get ready to go 0 to 60K at Wind Creek Montgomery. Take the fast track to excitement and win your share of $60,000 or a 2019 Dodge Charger. Earn chances to win every Wednesday in June, and at the weekly drawing starting at 6 p.m., you could win a share of $5,000 free play. Then, at the grand prize drawing on June 26th, we're giving away a Dodge Charger SXT in our 0 to 60K giveaway. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey. Well, welcome back to Happy Hour. Closing out the show. Only 14 more shopping minutes here on Happy Hour. Until the Joey Clark Radio Hour from 6 to 7. I think I'm going to rant and rave a little bit. But that'll be in about 20 minutes. For now, let's have a wonderful, pleasant conversation with Marianne. Hey, Marianne.
Hey, Joey. I love you. You know that.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too.
Just in case nobody's told you that today, I do. I love you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You're doing a great job. I've loved listening to you. You know, I'm just one of your biggest fans, okay? If you start a fan club, I'll be president for you, okay?
Okay.
But listen to me. I'm going to change the subject from this debate, okay? Joey. I'm so glad we're getting a week free from Barney.
Oh, I know. Well, I think we decided last week.
He called you when you were on vacation. And yeah, hanging my head. I'm like, Greg, I can't believe you're doing that.
Yeah, have I tried to call him and torture him? No.
You know what? I think you ought to.
Yeah, he's having a good time with his daughter. I don't want to ruin that.
Yeah, but self-satisfaction, Joey, is
I'm just trying to be considerate, you know, and not do eye
well,
for an eye.
Well, he wasn't.
Well, you know, but I'll rise above it.
Are you going to get him when he gets back?
There's no need to retaliate, because Barney was put to rest last week.
We hope.
When Delkin Tomlinson showed up, we did a whole focus group with the audience.
Took all those votes, and I was wanting to call. I was pulling for the ones that said get rid of him.
Exactly, and I think that's what we managed to accomplish.
Well, listen, I'm glad you had a great time with your family, okay?
Well,
but
I
at
did
the same
enjoy
time,
yeah.
But at the same time, Joey, I'm like you. This has got, come on, come up with something else, Greg. You're smarter than this. You know,
no, he just likes, and it's some of the people who called in last week. I know what's going on. They just like that it aggravates me. That's fine. I can be entertaining when I'm angry.
Yeah, well, know this. If he comes back next week and does it on Wednesday again before the 4th of July, mm-hmm. I'm sitting there hanging my head. I'm like, I'm on Joey's side. I'm on your side.
Why do you think I've been training this much, Marianne? Just to look good in the mirror? No. It's that when I need to make a threat and make good on a threat, I know his weak points. I've heard all the stories.
I'm going to come up with an idea for you to get back at him.
I'm going to chop block him and go to work on that sciatica nerve of his, all right?
No, we don't want to hurt his back. He's already got a screw loose.
Well, if he keeps going on with Barney, that's what's coming his way.
Anyway, I just wanted to call and put that in there, okay? I'm just so glad we don't have a Barney episode this week.
I agree.
Anyway, I love you so much. I'm looking forward to listening to your show, okay?
Thank you, Marianne. Thank you for calling.
Y'all have a good evening and be careful. And happy birthday, Grandpa. Bye.
Bye. Yes, I do miss Greg, though, folks. It's not the same without him here. There's no replacing Greg Budell. There really isn't. You can fill in for him. You can guest host for him on his show. But there's really no replicating what Greg does. The guy's a dream to work with, even on days when he's a little ornery. Great guy, and I think a lot of you have been listening for years know this, especially when all the politics and the angst and the frustration stops and Greg sees somebody who needs help, he's one of the first people there, and y'all have helped him do that. It's something I will always remember and take with me going forward. It does amaze me how much I do it. We all do it. We let out our angst and our anger, our frustrations, and our jokes and whatnot, given the political scene. But when somebody really does need our help or there's something important going on in the community, people tend to drop all that angst and frustration and do what they can. And it's something great about the River Region, something really great about our dear city here, our community here. And again, I thank you all for that. You warm this malcontent's heart. Or some crap like that. Anyway, coming up is indeed the Joey Clark Radio Hour, 6 to 7, Monday through Friday. I'll probably be talking about what elections do to us, the American people. And how, well, nearly a century ago, in the election of 1920, a cynical watcher of politics, well, gave us a blueprint in many ways, about what we're seeing today. It's a shame. Sometimes you think of brilliant minds, incisive wits that have come and gone, who are now, you know, taking up their duties in hell. And you wonder, what would they say today if they were alive? About the spectacle that American politics has become, especially presidential politics. It's really something to behold. So we got to hit traffic and a few more ads here. And I think I'm going to close out the show tonight with a lot of Trump's best zingers and comebacks in the 2016 campaign. It's what I think some of the Democrats will be going for this evening and tomorrow night. But I imagine they're going to fail. And I'm really rooting for Cory Booker to fail. I can't explain it. It's not really personal. But for some reason, the way he does his retail politics, the way he carries himself in the political scene, I just don't like the guy. But anyway, we'll be right back.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We are
rolling through your Wednesday afternoon traffic and Montgomery Sky Watch. These things coming back to a normal traffic flow this afternoon. The boulevard is still extremely busy, so watch yourself as you come around the traffic lights. If you are on the interstates, we don't have a lot of problems for you. They both look like they're back up to a speed limit ride this afternoon. And traffic on the 31s is busy but manageable. Be careful as you head to the house. Fall semester classes at Tredum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Tredum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Another big holiday weekend right around the corner, and many of you will be hitting the road. I have a suggestion for you. Do what I did before I hit the road. I got my car to Don Duncan, downtown at 408 Madison, had their state-of-the-art diagnostics run on my vehicle. Their certified technicians checked all the fluids, changed the oil, rotated, did a rolling inspection on the tires, removed anything that was embedded, plugged the hole, and now I can travel with confidence. And that's what you want. If you've waited for weeks, months, for a couple of days off, why have it ruined by a problem with your car that could have been avoided with the best preventive maintenance on the planet? And that's what you'll get at all three Don Duncan locations. In addition, tires at true wholesale prices. You name the brand, they can get it for you at a wholesale price and give you a price that includes installation. They're the best. If you need a ride back to your office or house or a pickup to get back with your car, just ask. That's all you got to do. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations at three locations. Downtown at 408 Madison, like I mentioned, on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and in twice a day, Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands to get the job done. Lowe's is here to help with more of those brands in stock, like DeWalt. We stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. Shop July 4th savings and get a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit for just $179. And save $10 on a DeWalt Tough Grip 27-piece steel hex shank screwdriver bit set now for just $9.98. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7-3 U.S. only.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
That there are for immigrants on the whole
Come on, try getting it out. Try getting it out.
I'll get it out.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to put this on television, but you don't even know what you're talking about. Try getting it out. Go ahead.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
has
Rosie
several...
O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't.
I never attacked him on his look, and believe me, there's plenty of subject matter right there that I can tell you.
But Jake, I want to give.
They came to me, the press, these people. Look at all those cameras back there. The press came to me, and they told me that he said he would not pay for the wall. Do you have a comment? I said yes. The wall just got 10 feet taller.
Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said, it's illegal.
We have very stupid people in our country negotiating for us, and we have leaders that don't know what they're doing.
And the media, look at all those people back there. Scavengers, they're like scavengers.
CNN is terrible. CNN, you're with CNN? Are you with CNN?
You people do not cover us accurately at all.
Go ahead.
To follow up on that, you keep calling us the dishonest press, the disgusting press.
Well, generally speaking, that's 100% true. Go ahead.
I disagree with that, sir. And if I can ask you this question, it seems as though you're resistant to scrutiny, the kind of scrutiny that comes with running for president of the United States.
But you know what? When I raise money, excuse me, I've watched you on television. You're a real beauty.
Is that appropriate in running for president?
Okay. You got to let me speak, though, Frank, because you interrupt all the time, okay? So,
let me talk.
Quiet.
A lot of times, that's all of his donors and special interests out there.
It's been an amazing journey for me. It's been a lot of fun. I never thought I'd be a politician in my life. He said, I'm not. Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm not. I refuse. We need a leader that wrote The Art of the Deal. I'll use the word anchor, baby. Excuse me. I'll use the word anchor, baby.
Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee it.
He was begging for my endorsement. I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees. He would have dropped to his knees. He was begging. Who is Uma married to? One of the great sleazebags of our time. Anthony Weiner. Did you know that? She's married to Anthony Weiner. You know, the little bing, bing, bing. Bum, bum. I love you very much.
I want to get paid the same as a man, and I think you understand that. So, if you become president, will a woman make the same as a man? And do I get to choose what I do with my body?
You're going to make the same if you do as good a job.
Stop it.
This socialist / communist, okay? Nobody wants to say it.
What the financials don't show also is your tax rate. They don't show whether you paid a low tax rate or no tax rate.
It's very hard to pay as little tax as possible, and I've said that for the last 2 years. I fight very hard because this country wastes our money. They take our tax money and they throw it down the drain because, frankly, our country doesn't know what they're doing with our money or our tax money, and that's part of the problem. So I fight very hard to pay as little tax as possible.
What is your tax rate?